Are you struggling with having big dreams, but you're never sure like how to achieve them? Or you love the idea of a paper planner, but you don't know if you can actually commit to using it consistently, and you're also wondering what the heck are you going to even put in there? This episode is for you because we're going to mash those two things together. And today we're going to talk about what you should be tracking in your paper planner to help keep you on track, staying consistent, and reaching your goals. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. I have to say, I have really come to love my paper planner. It just makes me so happy. And I love tracking things in there and keeping up with things. And I'm using it way different now than I ever used to in years past. And this is like far and away my favorite way to use it. And I have been the most consistent using it as well. And I think that is going to continue because I'm just tweaking it and learning to love it even more. So today we're going to focus on how to build the consistency and what to track and reach your goals, all kind of melded together into one episode that will hopefully help you. So you can take some tips from this episode, you can take all the tips from it, but I really hope that this is going to help you be able to build that consistency and actually achieve the things you're setting out to achieve. So the first thing I want to just quickly mention is that if you are not used to using a paper planner or you're using an electronic calendar and you're not really sure what to do, I do use a hybrid method between my Google Calendar and my paper planner. I talk about this in episode 34. So if you need to, definitely go back and listen to that episode because I talk about how I don't actually use my paper planner as my like scheduler. I do not have time commitments and the details of all of my stuff in my paper planner because then I'm trying to like sort things out and keep up with one, and it's just way too overwhelming trying to keep up both sides of a planner like that. So that episode really dives into it more fully. But basically, I use my Google Calendar for my scheduling, my time-sensitive events. My time blocks are plugged in there, but more just for visual purposes for me. But all of my details, where I need to be, things like that are plugged into my Google Calendar. If anything gets updated on my schedule, it's always my Google Calendar. My paper planner is what I use each week, and I use it on Fridays. I'm using it every day, but I plan it out on Fridays, and I take it on Friday, and I look at the week ahead, and I compare it with my Google Calendar, and then I update my week, and I only plug in my day stacks. So I'm only looking at the order of my day, not necessarily any time commitments of my day. And if you join our Facebook community, our free Facebook community, I do have some examples posted in there so that you can see what I'm talking about in some of the posts. If you want to join us in there, it's facebook.com/groups/the Routine Advantage Community. And I would be happy to see you in there. But that's kind of a quick overview of how I use the paper planner and the Google Calendar. So if you're an electronic calendar user, that's totally fine. You can still do this method. And if you're fully paper planner, you can still use it as well. So the biggest thing that has been coming into the Facebook group, when you join, we ask some questions about what you're struggling with when it comes to routines. And far and away, this is consistency. And that seems to be like the number one thing that people are struggling with. And when things get overwhelming, the consistency gets really hard to stick with because there's so much to do and we don't know where to pull our focus into. And that is a really big thing. Like all of us are dealing with that. And some of us more than others, maybe, but I think all of us have a tendency to struggle with consistency in certain areas of our lives, whether it is struggling with health-related goals or just keeping up with the house, accomplishing a big project and not knowing where to start, or giving up before it's finished because there's just so much. Maybe it is staying consistent working out. There's a lot of different areas that we can struggle with consistency, but the key is focusing on the tactical steps and enjoying the process. And I think that's huge. And for the areas, I mean, I know I've struggled with consistency in certain things, so I am not saying that I'm perfect and I have this down by any means, but I know that when I have been successful in certain areas, all of these things that we're going to talk about today have applied. That is how I actually accomplish the task. I just need to be more aware of doing the same thing on the ones that I'm struggling with. So I know these will help with whatever it is that you are trying to build consistency with, but I think it's just knowing the process and really being aware and sitting down and actually like taking the time to lay it all out is going to be huge. And your paper planner is going to help you do that. So the first thing is you need the vision. Your planner isn't going to do anything for you if you don't know where you're going. And if you need help figuring out what your big vision or your goals are, you can go back to I have two episodes. Episode 30 is for more like personal goals, and episode 45 focuses on building your marriage goals if you're married. But you need like the big vision of, or your big goal of where you're going. Once you have that goal, then you have your direction. You know where you're headed. And then from there, you break it down into milestones. And these milestones are like kind of checkpoints to get you to your goal. So you schedule these check-ins, and at the check-ins, you determine if you're on track to reach your goal. But you need to know what you're doing for your daily or your weekly habits that you're focusing on to be able to check in and to know if you're on track for your big goal. And that's where this, when you go through those episodes 30 or 45, when you go through those, it will help you build out the roadmap of how you're actually going to accomplish that goal. But what we can do is use our paper planner to help us not only have that goal front and center, but to also plan out those check-ins and those daily habits that are going to actually help us reach it. And I love using my paper planner for this. I've never been a huge like habit tracker person, but I think we're gonna change that. I have been loving my habit trackers. And if you're not a habit tracker person, just trust me on this. You have to try it because it has been so incredible. The key is just making sure you are understanding what habits you're tracking and why, and have them make sense to you, not just because somebody else is saying to track those habits. So the first thing that I want to remind you of is to keep everything super simple. You're simplifying so that you can maintain your focus. If it gets too overwhelming or too complicated, we're just going to give up, or we're not going to stay consistent with it because it's just too much to deal with. So we want to keep it really simple so that it's just those like little bite-sized steps so that we can actually get to where we ultimately want to be. So, what we need to be tracking in our paper planner to build that consistency is, number one, we need our annual goals. So, not only do you want them written in there, you also want the progress in there. These are keeping them at the forefront. These could be your personal goals or your marriage goals after going through those episodes. This might be, for example, some money goals. Maybe it's paying off debt paying off a certain amount of debt. Remember, we're doing like actual tactical goals, not just arbitrary wishes or dreams. We want a goal. So if your goal is to pay off debt, like, you want an actual number associated with that. So if you have, you know, $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 in debt, you want to say how much debt you want to pay off by the end of the year. Maybe your goal is saving for a vacation. Maybe it's saving for a new home, or maybe it's even something really small. But have your goal in your planner so that you can see it, and then you have something to check in on at the end of each month to see if you are on track. So some other options might be your date goals, like how often you're going on dates. Maybe it's your personal goals of like reading a certain number of books, or like one of my goals is actually to read the entire Bible this year. I did the Catechism last year. Catechism of the Catholic Church last year, and this year is my goal to read the entire Bible, which I have never done. So I'm excited to get through that. Maybe it's also health goals might be another one. If you have big health goals, I know my husband and I, we have health goals relating to the gym and eating healthy and things like that. So there might be big differences in the types of goals you have, but your goals are your goals. You get to choose what they are. So you want to be tracking those annual goals and write them into your paper planner. Then you're going to want to make sure that you have those goals broken into steps. Now, they don't necessarily have to be written in the same page, but you want to have them written in your planner somehow so that you stay on track. Now, to break things into steps, there is a quote that I had heard, and I want to share it with you. It was, "Don't let the entire staircase overwhelm you. Just focus on that first step, one step at a time." And this is so good, because even though we have our big annual goal, it is so critically important that not just having the goal, that we actually take time to break it into steps so that we have those check-ins or milestone points. And then we also break it into what we're actually doing more on that daily, weekly basis. Because if we focus on the big goal, it's just overwhelming. We're going to feel like we can never achieve that. It's so out of reach. We're just going to give up. And I have seen this time and time again with other people. I've done it myself. If I don't have my plans laid out properly, it is a real thing. It happens so often. So if we are able to break it down into those more bite-sized pieces, then we know and we can focus on the actual steps, not the big goal or not the big staircase. And I was doing a little bit of research to just kind of see what was out there, and I found this giant staircase. It's the world's longest staircase, and it's in Switzerland, and it is 11,674 steps going up a mountainside. Can you imagine sitting or standing at the bottom of that staircase and looking at the top of it? And thinking, okay, now I'm going to achieve this and I'm just going to get to the top. Like, when we look at our goals, that's kind of how it feels sometimes. Now, I've never stood at the bottom of this staircase, but I can just imagine how massively challenging that would feel. And I started looking at the photos of people that were climbing this staircase, and unless they were looking at the camera for this photo opportunity, almost everyone was looking down at their feet. And I thought it was so interesting, because it's like, that is exactly what they were doing, is they weren't looking at the entire staircase, because that feeling has got to be so overwhelming. They were looking down at their feet and they were walking one step at a time. And that is how we make progress. That is how we stay consistent, is we don't look at the whole thing at once. We need to break it down and do one step at a time. So when we're able to break that down, we're going to go into number two, which is our habit trackers. And this is the second thing that you should be tracking in your paper planner, are your habits. Now, these aren't just some arbitrary habits. These are the habits that you have identified that are the ones that are going to help you reach your goal. So they're purposeful. And that has been the game changer for me actually enjoying habit trackers, because I see the progress of being able to make those little changes each day and improve what I'm doing each day, because I know by continually doing this, they're ultimately going to get me to my goal. But if I didn't have them linked to my goal, then I would just feel like they're pointless to be tracking these things if they didn't have a bigger purpose. And that has been so awesome for me to see, to actually have that link to the bigger goal. So you also are looking at it where, if you are not tracking your habits, how are you going to know when it comes time to your check-in for your big goal? How are you going to know you're actually on track if you haven't been tracking your habits to know if you've been doing what you need to be doing? It's all linked together. And so your habit trackers are something that's huge. Now, you can do these where you're tracking, you know, certain things every single day. Maybe it's weekly, maybe it is, you know, just once a month, but make sure it's plugged in of when you're going to do it, and check in on if you actually did it on the day that you had plugged it in your paper planner. So some other ideas, depending on, you know, if they're associated with your big goal, some habit trackers might be a water goal. If you have health goals, maybe getting your water intake every day is one of your goals. Maybe it's eating a certain number of vegetables. Maybe it's getting a certain amount of protein in each day. Maybe it's tracking the days that you don't have any refined sugars, and maybe that's your goal, is to get away from refined sugars, and, you know, track each day that you are successful at that. Sometimes it might be a money goal. So maybe your goal is actually, if you're saving or trying to pay off debt, then you need to be saving some money. So maybe you're tracking on your habit tracker, maybe you're tracking the days that you have a no spend day and you didn't spend any money. Maybe if it's a spiritual goal, you have a habit of wanting to say your prayers or certain prayers every day. Since the Bible is one of my goals to read the whole thing, I know that I need to have every day, I need to read a portion of it. And thankfully, there is an app that is doing that for me and breaking it up. So I just know that I need to make time in my morning routine every single day to make sure that I am listening to the app and following along with my Bible so that I can check off that habit tracker that I completed it for that day. Maybe it is, if you have a goal of reading a certain number of books every year, then if you have it broken down where you need to read, you know, one book every month to reach your goal, then you know that you need to read 4 days a week to be able to finish that book. And you need to read a certain number of chapters each of those days to get your book completed, to make sure that you stay on track. So it's things like that where you're breaking it down, and then you have to decide what habits you're tracking and how you're going to break those up. But habit trackers have been so cool. And when you can get kind of creative. You can go on Pinterest and look up habit trackers or habit tracker templates. And there are so many different layouts of habit trackers, so you can keep it like different and interesting. You can keep it super simple, but it's kind of fun to have the different varieties of tracking your habits and choosing what it is that you're going to track that really is going to make the difference to move you forward. And then number three is tracking your priority tasks. Now, I talked about this in a couple of episodes, and episode 20 and episode 48 will help you tremendously with these. These are your bigger annual priority tasks that are outside of your daily seven home routine that we talk about. So these are the bigger things that you are trying to keep up with. And these are the things that you want to plug in each week, but you don't want to get them overwhelming. So many people will just put down on their list like 10 to 15 different things to accomplish each week, but it's too much. It's too overwhelming. So when we focus on 3 to 5, you are more likely to be successful to complete those 3 to 5 rather than putting 10 to 15 and feeling so overwhelmed that you maybe accomplish 1 or 2. You actually, when you can simplify it, you are more productive and you're more successful with keeping up with it. So I love tracking what priority tasks I'm going to do each week in my paper planner to help keep me on track. So every week when I sit down on Friday to plan out my week ahead, I choose 3 to 5 and I put them on my weekly spread so I know exactly what I am getting accomplished. And then in the back of my paper planner, then I actually track what I've done so I can see my whole spread for the year. And those will help you in those episodes. Episode 20 and 48 will help you with that. But priority tasks being tracked in your paper planner are amazing. Number 4 is progress notes. This seems like it's unnecessary, but it is so important to feel really good about what you're doing, and it will help you keep that consistency because you're always looking back at what you've accomplished. You're not looking so far ahead at the goal and how far you are. It's kind of like that book, The Gap and the Gain, where you're not looking at this big gap of how far you have yet to go. Remember, we're only doing that little step at a time. So you should be looking back at from where you started and how much you've achieved since you started. So you're looking at the gain that you have done. So not only is it the progress that you've made in your habits and your check-in points and to see where you're on track, but it's also taking note of the fun things you've done and the things you're proud of that happened that month. So at the end of every month, you want to do this progress report, or in my planner, they actually have it written out. It's called a praise report. And at the end of the month, it's just a blank page. I go back and I look at the month and I review the weeks and I review the whole month as a whole. And I write down all the things that I'm proud of, that I enjoyed, the progress I made for my habit trackers, for my annual goals. It could be something as simple as like what we did for date night, or that I went and got my nails done with my sisters, or I had a sister's night and what we did, and anything that you want to be able to look back on and see again. It's the things you don't want to forget. And it's really important to make note of the things that are good and not just the things that we're trying to keep up with. And it will help simplify things too. It sounds like it's another extra step to be able to do to sit down and do this, but it's really important to actually go back and review the good things. And you'll see each month as you do this, you'll see that check-in point and the progress that you've made each month. And it gets more and more exciting because you'll get closer and closer to your goal date. And it just helps keep you on track. And that also helps to build the consistency on top of it. So it's the things that the things you want to celebrate are really important. And so a quick recap for what you need to be tracking in your paper planner to build consistency is: number 1, your annual goals. Number 2, your habit trackers. Number three, your priority tasks. And number four, your progress notes. And the last tip that I didn't include in this that I'm going to add is to help build the consistency, you also want to make a plan on when you're going to be updating your planner. Now, like I said, I plan mine on Friday mornings. I get up early in the morning and I grab a hot cup of coffee and I plan out my following week during my early morning routine on Fridays. But every day, I do check in with my planner multiple times a day. I always look at it in the morning because I want to kind of lay out my day and start tracking some things. I also will check it a couple of times a day just to see what I'm on track with. I actually track my food in there as well. So I'm doing some updates throughout the day, but I always track it, or I always take a look at it at night too, so that I can just kind of see what I have coming up the next day, just so that I know and I feel prepared. So it's going to be up to you. Maybe it's only checking it once a day, but you're going to want to make sure that you have a time of when you are planning to update it for the week ahead and when you're planning to check in every day to make sure you're updating all of your habit trackers and you're checking in with all of these things that you are doing. And it sounds like a lot, but once you get it set up, it is very easy to stay consistent with it. And you will find that just because it is so simple, it helps you be consistent. And when you're consistent with this, it just encourages you to continue the consistency in other areas of your life. And you will be shocked at how much of a difference it makes, even though it seems like such a simple thing. So I hope those were helpful for you and you are able to take these and run with them and start tracking these in your paper planner so that you can start building more consistency every single day. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.